June 9. After that, he was seen of James. 1 Corinthians 15:7. The Lord's seventh appearance after his resurrection was to James. James was among the chief apostles, and the others referred to him in case of any doubt, as we read in Acts. When Peter was released from prison by the angel, he continued knocking at the door of Mary, the mother of John Mark. And when the door was opened, the believers saw him and were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed. Acts 12:17. We further read about James in Acts 15:13. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. For these two references in God's word, it became clear that any matter which needed advice and final judgment was referred to James. For this reason, the Lord appeared to him in order to prepare him for his future great spiritual responsibility. The Lord gives extra strength and grace to those who have to bear extra responsibility in the house of God. But many believers just go to these meetings to receive something, and they are much more concerned about the message and singing rather than finding out what part they can take in the building of the house of God. The more willing we are to help others in serving them and accepting heavy burdens for His glory in the spreading of the gospel and in the building of His church, the more fully we can enjoy this aspect of power of the resurrection. That is the reason why Paul says, I count all things but loss, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, Philippians 3:8-10. And also, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me, Philippians 4:13.